Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to the Financial Wake Up Call podcast with Dave Crossan. I am Vin Avenue, setting the stage, the table, the picnic table, because it's summertime.
There you go. All right.
We're enjoying the nice sunshine and the breeze and the beaches and everything about the Jersey Shore. So, well, you got those sunglasses on and that SPF 50, enjoying the sun, enjoying the summer. Just listen to the soothing sounds of Dave Crossan on the Financial Wake Up Call.
Okay.
What's cooking this week, Dave?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that introduction. That was fantastic. Well, I tell you what, this topic is very important. They're all important topics.
Sure.
But this is something that for a lot of people, when it comes to learning about money, we have a tendency to teach people about money much later on.
Mm.
And if you think about in school, it's very limited on the type of education children get when it comes to finance, learning about money. So today's topic is just that, teaching children about money. And I'm going to start early on in the process. And again, these are just different ideas, things to consider with money as you're raising children, different things you can point out, different topics you can talk about. So I'm going to start in preschool to just say prior to elementary or middle school, that time frame. Piggy banks. Vin, did you have a piggy bank when you grew up? Money goes in the
Not
piggy
like
bank
a
and then eventually
piggy bank by design, but it was kind of like one of those sports themed metal banks, but essentially the same concept, just not an actual piggy.
Could you see in the piggy bank? It was probably something where you put money in, but
you
couldn't see
inside. Yeah, you know, drop the quarters, the dimes, whatever.
Okay, yep. And it would add up. Well, here's something to consider. Children are very visual. With a piggy bank, my suggestion would be use something clear, a clear piggy bank. And here's the logic behind it. As money goes in the piggy bank, it could be a dime, it could be a quarter, it could be a dollar, you can see that money in there. So for a child, they're seeing money's going in. There's another dime. There's another quarter. They're actually seeing it grow. And there's some excitement to that. Say, wow, the objective is let's put as much money in this piggy bank. So visually, as more money goes in the piggy bank, they actually see the amounts grow. And again, it could be a dime, a quarter, nickel, it could be a dollar, whatever it is. But visually, when they see that, that's a good thing for them to understand the objective of savings and growing the money. Things that parents need to be careful of when it comes to money is just some of the conversations they may have. Now, money is a tricky thing. We all want to make as much money as possible to support our families, but at times things can be a struggle. Things can be tough. Just have to be careful with children, the conversations that we have in front of them. Mm-hmm. We never want children to look at money as a bad thing or something as a struggle rather than a process where you gradually save, gradually put money away with the piggy bank. That's one way to do it. As different things occur, they're seeing it grow. And again, the other thing you have to be careful of is with, and we all do it, we charge things. We put things on credit cards. The idea behind when we spend money, anything that we spend, we must put that money out. We don't want children to think that that credit card is a magical device that doesn't have a consequence. So my thoughts on this are, as different things are occurring, conversation have with your children, we just charged this meal or we just bought this item, we will have to pay for it. This is a temporary situation where we've purchase something, and now money has to go toward it, and reference the piggy bank as the source of putting money into it that can be used for items that need to be paid for, like I'm talking about with a credit card. Now, again, these children are little. It's little conversations with them to explain that if something is purchased, there must be that money behind it. Okay. Now, other things too is with children, little purchases. Think about there may be, I'm making this up, some toy that they want that costs a couple dollars. Now, again, $2, $3, $4. Show them that, hey, this money that we are saving, we're saving it for a purpose. Money that goes in this piggy bank can then later be used to buy something. Again, you're teaching saving money will eventually lead to getting that item that they may want. Here's another item to discuss is, well, the opportunity costs. We all get excited that we want to buy something, we see something, but maybe we're saving for something bigger, is to have that conversation with a child saying, okay, well, this costs $10, but we were originally saving for this other item, to make them understand that if we buy this item now, it's going to be a lot more challenging and more time to buy that item that they originally wanted. So the idea of explaining to them that this comes at a cost, meaning buying an item, getting away from something that you're originally saving for them to understand if they take this action, they're getting away from their original goal. The opportunity cost buying one item over another. And one other point I wanted to bring up, and this is an important lesson with money, is impulse buying. We're all guilty of it, Vin. Yeah. We see that item, I want to buy it, it looks good. I wasn't thinking about it, but then I went into the store, I saw it, I want to buy it. Having this conversation with children saying, okay, this is an item that you want to buy, or you would like, give it a day. Give it a day, and if after one day, this is something that you want to consider buying, to then get into that conversation. Another lesson you're teaching children with this is that when it comes to making a purchase, is it something they really want and it's just an impulse buy? Or is it something a day later they're going to be like, you know what, I'd rather keep with what I was doing to buy this other thing that I'm really wanting to purchase, and I'm not going to go ahead with that impulse buy. The cost taking away from the original goal. And another thought to bring up here is with any money that's going in this piggy bank, for example, let's say you have your children set up in an allowance. Have the allowance be something that the children can participate earning something. They take out the trash. They clean the room, whatever, they make their bed, whatever it is, that they did a task, they were compensated for it. So when it comes time to look at using money or purchasing items, the conversation can be had, well, consider all this effort you had to put into getting this money. Is it worth spending this money toward whatever item? Again, these are little conversations to have. These are young children, just to make them understand that working toward a goal can derail them if they do an impulse buy or they look to buy something prior to getting to that goal, and just having that conversation so they understand the difference between a goal that they're setting, that they're saving for, all of the efforts that they're putting in to get there, and the different things that they could do to derail them from getting what they're trying to accomplish. Last piece in there is with children, having the conversations of doing good things with their money. It could be donating to a church. And again, this is a conversation you're having with your children to say, hey, you're making this money. Maybe there's some money we can give to a charity, a church, someone in need. It could be a dollar. It could be 50 cents. It could be something where they see the good in doing well by others. And with the money that they make, they could do something that not only would help somebody else or a charity or a church, but also make them feel good in the process as a regular spending type habit in their life. Now, when it comes to dealing with the next step, and when I say the next step, as you're going through preschool into middle school, and again, you have these conversations as they get older, as they can understand the direction you're going with this. Again, starting with simply a piggy bank that they can see the money getting in, going in there and collecting it and saving it, all the way to the point where they're doing chores, they're doing different things where they're earning this money. You want them to value what they're doing, see that they made an effort in doing something, and they receive compensation for it. So the idea behind it is they have to think, well, you know what? I had to make my bed. I had to clean my room. I had to do all these other chores. Is it worth buying this impulse buy of something that, you know what, did I really want it, or I got excited by something and I don't want to derail myself from that, whatever it is,
sure,
that item that they were saving for? And that's the big thing too, is to have the conversation with your children to say, hey, this is the cost of the item. Here is how we're going to get there, so they can see the path to get in that or go in that direction. So now we talk with teenagers and different things that they should be aware of, things to consider as we teach them more about money, is part-time jobs, different ways they could make money,
yeah,
and then introducing them to putting money away, savings accounts, ways they can make money on this money, make them comfortable with, you made X amount of dollars, now we're not doing the piggy bank, we're actually putting money in a bank account, and they can start to understand making money on money. Compound interest, where they're saying, okay, I put in $100, it made 5%, now we're at 105, and 5% on top of that is not the $100, it's on $105, and show them how compound interest actually works.
There you go.
That's a big lesson, and so that they understand that now I'm making this money, I'm saving this money, and I'm making money on this money. Also, too, when you get with your teenager and you're getting closer to college, is to have that conversation of what that's going to look like. Have the conversation with them about, if we take out student loans, these are responsibilities that they are going to have. What type of savings, what type of setup are we going to need to talk about in paying these loans back? Even if parents are paying part of the loans back or all of the loans back, make sure that the children understand what the process is, the sacrifices, the savings that needs to happen in order for this money to be repaid to get these loans taken care of, especially if children are going to take on student loans that they are going to have to repay themselves. What is that process going to be looking like? Does it make sense, maybe instead of going to a four-year school, start off at a community college, saving money? This is a big one, Vin. Talk to them early on about maybe some scholarship opportunities.
Mm.
Being a good scholar, hitting the books,
yeah,
getting good grades, different ways that they can get different scholarships to help lessen the cost of college. But make sure that they're fully aware of the impact. It could be to the parent. It could be to both the parent and the child, or maybe the child will be taking on these loans by themselves. And here's the other thing too, Vin, is they have to understand with student loan debt, this is something they're going to have to repay. This stays with a person for their life until they pay it off, to make sure that they fully understand what is needed to get this paid for, the amount of debt that could be needed to pay for the education, and maybe consider options that may save them money, and also to have the conversation of what direction they want to go. Another thing, Vin, too, and this is a big one, especially when children then go off to college, is the dangers of credit cards. A lot of situations occur when children get these credit cards, if they don't fully understand that whatever I charge, I have to pay back. I charge $100. It's not magic.
Unless we live in that wonderful land.
Yeah, I know, exactly. The dangers of the interest rates, the dangers of, well, I just charge $100 and I didn't pay it off in its entirety at that time when the bill came, and now I'm getting charged 25%, and how that works, and make them understand that it's okay to have credit cards, but the idea behind it is to pay them off when the bill comes. And when children don't understand that, too many times children get in a bad situation, acquire a lot of debt. So it's so important early on, as children get closer to college and going into college, they understand how student loans work, as well as credit cards and the danger of them getting a lot of credit card debt, as well as the interest rates and the challenge that would be to pay them off. So that's a big one. And then the last one I just want to bring up, and this is an easy one, as you go through this process, as you're teaching children about money, show them the advantages of a budget. It's not fun for a lot of people, and they're like, oh, I don't want to do it. But it's amazing, Vin, what you can see about what you're spending your money on, the income that you're bringing in, maybe from a summer job, and different expenses that you can get rid of simply by having a budget. And I'm a visual person, as a lot of people are.
Oh, sure.
Having something in front of you, looking at it every month and saying, well, you know what? I did eat out a lot. I did buy this item. I did buy that item. Maybe I can buy food that I prepare at home and take my lunch to my part-time job rather than going to a fast food restaurant and looking at different ways to save money. My thinking with a gradual approach with children, showing them the value of saving money, the value of spending money and being careful with that, the value of having a budget, and on top of that, making sure as they go through this process, they don't get into dangers with credit card debt. And if at some point they do need to have student loans for their college, they understand the process to a point where if they're taking on this debt when they graduate, what that's going to look like and the responsibilities they are going to have to pay this debt down.
And there just, it is.
Again,
important
some simple,
stuff.
Listen,
yeah.
Simple ideas. The idea behind this podcast was to take some of these ideas and think about, well, my children are young. There's little things that I can do to make them understand the value of money, all the hard work that goes in for all of us to make money in different ways we can save our money. And again, it's not necessarily what we make, Vin, it's what we keep. And the idea behind getting rid of a lot of different expenses and different ways where little things can happen, making your lunch at home, not going out to a restaurant, different ways that we can maybe hold off on buying different things that may be considered an impulse buy, when a day later, if we just thought about it, well, maybe I don't need that item. I like the idea of when you want to buy something that you weren't thinking of before, but you happen to go to the store and you like it, sit on it a day. Think about it. Just sitting on it a day. And if it's something after day you really want to buy, it's something you want to consider going forward with, well, then maybe create a strategy from there. Get away from that. I'm going to buy it. And then the next day be like, you know what? Did I really need it? Just
right.
Want to bring these points
exactly.
up. Things to consider with educating children on money, different ways to budget, and different ways to save.
Excellent topic. And very important too, a lot to consider here. Dave, for parents who want to, you know, strategize with you about ways to have the conversations with their own kids, or teenagers, those in college right now, or anybody in their 20s and 30s who is trying to think about the best way to go about doing these things, maybe they're, you know, homeowners for the first time, maybe they're getting married and having
sure.
kids of their own and trying to figure all this out, how can they get in touch with you at Shoreline Wealth Management?
Well, thank you. Yes, it's a process. And, you know, the earlier we can start with our children to make them understand how money works, the better they will be for their life.
Yeah.
I can be reached at 732-902-7880. We have offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. And of course, you could visit us at shorelinewealth.com.
There it is. Go visit Dave and have this and any other important conversation and anything that you've heard on the Financial Wake Up Call podcast, anything that Dave has brought up, feel free to bring it up with him at your meeting coming up at Shoreline Wealth Management. Dave, another good podcast in the books. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.